Rick Coast presents The Behemoth, an audio series in 20 parts. You are listening to Part 1, The Behemoth Rises.
Topping the news today, Central City citizens.
This just in, something has emerged from the water off of Cape Cod, Massachusetts. Reports are varied, but they all describe a large creature of sorts. This is real, folks. We are being told that this is not a hoax. Stay tuned for live images as it's happening from Cape Cod, Massachusetts.
Something. That's what they called it. I don't think anybody believed it was real at first. I mean, who would? A large, lumbering beast steps out of the water and begins to walk across the country. Of course, no one knew that's all it was going to do. Not when it started. At first, everyone was scared. I think they even shot at it. But it's too big. Real big. Like, bigger than a house. I don't think it's hurt anyone. Well, there are rumors that it stepped on a man. But the footage makes it look more like the guy just stood there, waiting to see what it would do. What it actually did is keep on walking. He was punched in the face by its toe. That's what it looked like. He said he was going to sue the thing. But how do you sue a monster? Others are calling it an outsider. I've also heard it called a behemoth on the news. I sort of like outsider better. He's not one of us. He did come from outside of everything we know. It sounds kinder than calling him a behemoth. Outsider. I mean, he is just walking. Even if he doesn't seem to care that he knocks over a few cars and trees along the way. I also think I like the term outsider because... well, because I'm an outsider too. It's why I'm here in my room telling you all of this. I mean, what do I have better to do? It's not like anyone cares about what I'm up to. My mom used to. That was a long time ago. Now she cares more about the person she wishes I was. Someone tall and pretty, like her. And smart. I mean, I am smart. When I want to be. My dad was smart. But now he drinks too much and watches TV when he gets home, while my mom does whatever it is she does with her friends. Things she wishes I would do too, I guess. Instead of staying here in my room wishing I was someone else. I do wish that sometimes. A lot of the time. Not because she wants me to be someone else, but because I want to. I just don't know who that someone should be. My dad is watching TV right now. He was pissed off when they interrupted his hockey game to talk about the outsider on that first day, when it stepped out of the ocean and began to walk. Now, my dad just flicks the channels for more news about it. It doesn't take long. Most channels are talking about it anyway. One of the news networks has been following it ever since the first report. A whole crew of people hanging back with their cameras and their microphones, talking about each step. That was 2 days ago. It stopped once. For a few hours to rest, I guess. It just sat down and closed its eyes. They tried to get close to it. I think they wanted to use a net. I don't know what they would have done if they had got the net over it, though. It would have just pulled it off or ripped it. Anyway, they couldn't get close. As soon as they got too close, it opened its eyes and stood up. It sat down again a few miles later, and they did the whole thing again. My dad says it'll be passing through Sharon, Connecticut tomorrow. It's not too far away. I think I'll go see it.